222.
Ooh. Lucky number.
Make a wish.
I just did a $1,000 poll on Kick.
Oh, let's go. My wish for Michael just came true that he would do a $10,000 poll on Kick.
There's only 1,000. I'm not made of money.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My wish is that Kick gets pulled entirely.
It will one day. Everybody who genuinely thinks that it's a legitimate business that doesn't really know the backstory of it, but they're like, oh, a fucking ad-free site, and I don't have any followers anyway, why don't I start here, blah, blah, blah. They're going to go to stream one day, and it's just not going to be there.
Yeah, of course.
It's like when ISPs offer you the introductory rate.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, this is fucking sick. When it, like, or cell phone companies, mm-hmm. yeah. whatever they got to do to get you in the door. And then a year from now, it's like, why did it go up? What the fuck? It's same thing with like DoorDash and Uber and mm-hmm. all yeah. these businesses that were running off of
that angel investor money.
Yeah, angel investor money. So they didn't have to be profitable. And then eventually they are going to crank it up.
Angel investor is so rich. On him.
Angel Investor.
Angel
Investor.
Angel Investor.
Richest man in Mexico.
Yeah. He just loves giving money to these companies.
That's what ANCAP is short for, Angel Capitalist.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Angel.
That's what Javier Milei taught me.
That's crazy. Yeah, like.
Oh, I like ANCOM, though.
I always, anytime I see like a streamer.
Angel Communist.
Or.
He's really cool.
Esports teams and they have like the Kick logo. It just makes me roll my eyes and just like not want to like look at them
if
anymore.
If they give you money.
Yeah, I don't blame them for taking the money.
I would take the money, but it is a fake.
Yeah, there's
business
worse places to take money from in esports.
Yeah, like
Saudi Arabia.
Raid Shadow Legends.
Hold on.
Actually, no, I actually think it's BDS to take money from Raid Shadow Legends because you're taking money technically away from Israel.
Yeah, well, it's our own money.
Yeah, honestly, they should be doing nothing but giving us money.
Yeah.
I won't defend Israel in exchange for it. Yeah. But if they want to just write me a check, like I would like that money back.
Yeah, plus when the sponsor's over, I hop on my alt stream and I'm like, that fucking shit is so boring. That game is so gay. I hate it every second of it.
It doesn't look good. The graphics suck.
It's not the best game ever, and I won't download it.
I genuinely think that if you play mobile games, you're mentally handicapped. That's something that peanut butter handed children do.
I get paid for it, and then going on YouTube and being like, making a video that gets like 9 million views. It's like, this fucking game sucks. Raid Shadow Legends is garbage. In this game, you don't get to fuck. Everyone's like, no, fuck. Asmongold's like, the ad said you could fuck, and if you can't fuck, then I don't know what we're doing here, people.
I think every game should advertise like that. This game will not make you come, and in this game, you can't fuck. Because that's what I want from a game. I don't want to come, I don't want to fuck.
Speaking of not coming in gaming, can we do a little Melanie Mac update first, starting with, or Melanie Mac, I don't care about her, but her Orbiter update, starting with, AR-15, who we've noticed has not posted a gym progress pic since, like, April something.
Yeah, he gave up.
I've noticed that.
And every day he'll tweet, time to put the controller down. I got to get up for work in 3 hours or something. He is so
fucking controller.
We don't know what he's playing, but he is so addicted to some game that you can tell it's completely replaced porn, his obsession with his CDL, and even in a way, Melanie Mac, because he can't stop gaming. But he also definitely stopped going to the gym because he'll also do the fucking it starts tomorrow shit at like 4 a.m. where he's like, back to progress picks and hit the gym tomorrow. And then the next night at like 3:30 in the morning, the next day, time to put the controller down. I got work in the morning.
See, someone perfectly programmed one of those gacha games to take advantage of whatever dopamine imbalance he has in his brain. Whatever button he's trying to press that's like porn, food, porn, social media, porn, what the fuck? Just that button he's pressing in his brain over and over again. They made that button on his phone, and it gives them money.
It's like when the bonobos get so good at the memory game, it's just instant.
Yeah.
I truly wonder what game he's playing that, like, would enrapture him so.
It's gotta be when he's spending, I mean, Alex might be right. What if it's, what's that one? Like, Honkai.
Honkai Star Rail, maybe it's that. It's gotta be something that gives you a boner, and also you have to give them money to play it.
Yeah. Raid Shadow Legends.
I don't think he's playing.
I mean, maybe that gives you a boner. I mean, no shame if that gives you a boner.
There's no way it's any cool game, though.
No, it's not a cool game. I wonder if it's like he's going through like the old Tomb Raiders. Like he got a Lingle.
No, you wouldn't want to play those.
I know, yeah. But I don't know.
Maybe if they were the later ones, like the remakes.
But those are too woke, and she has smaller boobs than those, so he hates those.
Well, think about what he's actually doing.
Yeah,
like,
he's just
not a guy that wants to sit down and be fucking frustrated as shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Playing through Tomb Raider.
His TV would have gunshots in it.
Yeah, he would last about 2 minutes into that game and be like, I want to just go jack off. Like, yeah, he doesn't actually want to play.
He'd last 2 minutes, and then he'd bust.
I've never played Honkai.
That would make sense,
but, like,
if he was just doing, like, pack openings on Honkai all day, because it mixes... I mean, he has the perfect brain to become a gambling addict, and also it's boobies.
But I've never played Honkai, but, like, I think it's made by the people who made Genshin. And Genshin Impact, like, is not an easy game because you have to, like, pay to win in that. And, like, it's kind of Breath of the Wild-esque, like, battle system.
Right.
Yeah. But with the creativity taken out, the sense of wonder, and it's just replaced with monetization.
Yeah, it's just with a bunch of anime characters you have to spend money on, but... Like, he would die in that. He would get frustrated at that as well. So he's got to be playing, like, the Muppets game for the regular Nintendo. That, like, he's, yeah, like, doing the alphabet and just like, oh, I love this. I'm so good at this. I keep getting
three
stars.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, because he's a guy who has zero attention span, mm-hmm, and he needs reward immediately. He can't have delayed gratification at all. It's got to be immediate. So it's got to be a gacha game.
I bet MokTek is also addicted to PC games, but it's like this Windows ME machine, and he opens up Spider Solitaire and clicks a bunch of cards until none of them are clickable anymore because he fucked it up.
He won.
And then he closes it.
That's just like 7-year-old me playing. Just click. What can I click? Let me click that.
It's been over a year since we found out about the Melanie Mac reply guys.
Yeah.
It's been over a year. It's kind of amazing to catalog it and think
it's
about
been
two
how. 2 years, isn't it?
Like Steven TV, he kind of gave up.
Yeah, have you heard
his
update?
They've been at it for a while, but I think since we've been talking about it on the podcast, Steven TV, yeah, he gave up.
No, but do you know where he is now? He's attached himself to multiple very low subscriber Disney adult women.
Yeah,
as their like mod and stuff. And he's also making YouTubes again about Disney stuff.
Yeah, he found his new targets. No, it's been 2 years since I got the block list put on me.
Damn.
I know that. I know really? That because when I 2 years ago, like beginning of last 2023, I changed my name to Nate Roos Music and started tweeting as I was Nate Roos, and then he was replying to me when I was saying that Nate Roos got his winky bit off by a dog.
That's
and
true.
Then it's also true. And I think I was also
his
talking
fans
about
all believe that
the Nance and where Nate got fucked by the Ant Queen and then he fucked her and then gave birth to a bunch of ants with Nate's face.
They all think that's real in Portuguese.
That was 2 years ago, and so I got the block on that one.
Poor guy.
Yeah, but I was just looking at like a screenshot I had from exactly a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny how Steven TV, he's gone, and then Extreme Nerd Pat, we all know what happened with him.
He got ethered.
He got jumped out of there, but. AR-15 and MokTek, they're still replying to her with no follow back, nothing bad. Like, it's, I don't know what could knock those guys out of that circle.
One of my favorite things about that group that I don't think we acknowledge enough, although some of it's new, is, but they have that, and it's not something I ever look at, I just see it in our Discord, but they have that prayer request channel, mm-hmm, and at least twice a week, a new person in there is asking for God's help in helping him get rid of some bug. There's like some sort of bug infestation in all of their houses.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, it's like what they're trying to come to psychologically is that they have some sort of mental illness that's keeping them from tackling their hoarder problem. Mm-hmm. And the way they talk about that is they say it's God. Mm-hmm. They say it's some sort of like demon. Like what God has to make something happen to get the bugs out of my house. What they're trying to explain is that they're neurodivergent and they have executive functioning issues.
I think what they're trying to come to is Melanie Mack.
They're trying to come to her as well.
They do that. But I think back to the point of like scaring away, like AR-15, what it hasn't like been overtly like as creepy towards Melanie that she would want to like drive him away as much. And he also like he used to donate like $20 on every video until he ran out of whatever money that he got.
Yeah. He just replies with like a smiley face and says something nice, which is like, yeah, you can stay that way forever, like until you get disinterested.
But I think if Melanie started like actively kind of berating him and like yelling at him, did that more than like three times, because she did check him one time and he like freaked the fuck out.
Yeah, but immediately fucking he would groveled.
He would leave the fandom, but MockTak, as we've seen many, many times, a MockTak, well, it doesn't change its target until that target's down. Yep. He's like a Terminator.
Yeah, he'll just perceive it as like something came in the came between us.
Yeah.
Like there was some sort of interloper that made her not understand who I truly am. There must have been something, some sort of hacker or troll, or it can't be that she doesn't like me.
Yeah, while he's stomping away through the woods, carrying the woman by her throat. Why are those police officers shooting at me?
They got the wrong idea. I'm a really nice guy.
I just like acting like he's a cryptid. The T-Bear.
I just need her to see my good side.
It's fun to talk about seeing a MockTak in the woods.
The T-Bear. What would he even be? The T-Bear land walrus.
The T-Bear bear. The T-Bear.
Well, because there's old Tack, there's mom Tack, and there's mock Tack. Because his dad is like, the pictures of his dad, he's like just white beard. Like he looks 150 years old.
No, his dad doesn't have a beard.
Does it? Oh, then who's the old guy?
His dad looks like old me.
Oh, okay.
It's weird. Like he looks like my grandpa.
That's probably actually exactly why he has to wear that orange shirt all the time. This fucking hunter safety orange so he doesn't get shot.
It's a big animal year. A lot of animals going around. I've seen like four bears this year. I've seen a family of raccoons. I saw a possum last night.
Wow.
Quit bragging.
I think there are just more acorns on the ground than ever before.
Quit bragging, college country boy. College boy.
College boy. The college towns out here.
College and country boy. Yeah.
UMass country. College country boys.
See, I saw a dead owl yesterday.
Oh, that's an omen.
Yeah, it's not good.
Who killed it?
I don't know. Maybe God.
Shit. It probably could have told you if it was still alive because they're so wise. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, they got to it.
That was not one of the wise ones because you wouldn't be dead.
I guess it's survivor bias.
Yeah, it was actually one of the invasive ones. Getting into that again. Saying everything you kill is invasive.
The invasive owls. Did you guys know the bald eagle is actually invasive, so you're supposed to kill them on sight?
If it flies around me, it is.
If you see a bald eagle, you're supposed to just, you know, buckshot, birdshot, whatever you got, 22.
Anything within a 200-foot radius of me is invasive. I'm allowed to fire upon it.
Yeah, castle doctrine for any animal.
Your dog? Nope, I'm allowed.
I think Africanized bees would actually be cool with me. They wouldn't fuck me up.
Yeah, I like them because I don't want to be racist, so I would not unleash my buckshot into Africanized bees if they came into my yard like I would with an owl. Like any owl, for example.
But you fire a warning shot.
That sounds like an essay that'd be on like 2014 Twitter from like a Medium article. Oh, I mean, it is fucked up to call them Africanized. It basically means bad. But
wasn't it like African killer bees?
Yeah, the killer, like the killer bees.
Yeah.
Killer anything, man.
It's hard to name that as a scientist because you know the news is going to take whatever angle they can on it. And then the average person is going to be like, Africanized. Oh, they're from Africa?
Oh.
What are they? They're probably stealing and looting. They're probably looting. When the looting starts, the shooting starts.
It worked on my ass as a little kid. I was like, I'm never going to Africa. That sounds so scary. They've got more extreme bees there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you just have to say they're from somewhere else.
When it comes to naming conventions, just be like most science nerds and be either you name stuff after you when you discover it or you name it after like really Reddit shit, which is.
Yeah, that would be the move if you were a really evil guy. If you found Africanized bees and you just named them after yourself.
But there are some goats out there, like whoever named Coming Tonight. It looks like it says Coming Tonight. It's a type of gem.
Yeah. That guy got so much pussy. He came that night for sure.
Schist. That's always a great one. I would say schist as shit before I was allowed to cuss.
It was probably a German guy.
There's a mite or something named after Gary Larson who drew The Far Side. I remember there was this one of the books he wrote about how these scientists wrote him up and they're like, hey, we just discovered this new disgusting bug. So sorry if this sounds offensive, but can we name it after you? And he's like, hell yeah.
I love stories like that. It's so cool.
I hope it looked exactly like a Far Side character. Like it was perfectly round and fat. I guess that's what mites look like. Mites kind of look like Far Side characters under a microscope.
Oh, here's the thing. They might, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have a microscope.
Yeah, same time.
I don't have a microscope.
I don't have a mitroscope.
Mitroscope. You need a microscope.
We got it all here.
To see those mites. Pretty good. Not too bad.
So, Rihanna Wu's in the new... Just kidding, I don't.
People are still toying around with her. She's like a chewed up old dog toy. People are still throwing her around the yard. Like, just... You're not bored with that yet?
She went on that fucking epic podcast where she's like, trans people are the real assholes now. And the the entire replies of like 500 blue check marks are people being like, yup, that's a dude. Like, there's your allies, Brianna. Have fun.
Yeah. Who is that, the Jesse Singal podcast, or is it a different one?
Different one.
They all have a name that's like the Triggered Anti-Cancel Culture Podcast. And that shit is all like...
This one's Trigonometry, which sounds like a fucking joke. Like it sounds like a bad...
It's like... That shit only really made sense in 2020 when the SJWs sort of were taken over for a couple months and we're getting people fired for shit. But now it's like, who's talking about trigger warnings? Who's talking about canceling anyone? Who's talking about getting anyone fired for racism? Like, we're like 3 years removed from getting someone fired for being racist, being like a thing you can do.
Right wingers that are right wing because, like, they don't like anyone trying to tell them to, like... think that gay people are okay, so their pushback is like, no, dude! They're not actually, like, they don't think critically about anything. Those are the people that are still like, fuck cancel culture. And it's like, you are the only person still saying that. Shut up.
Just, yeah. Like, a bunch of boomers talking about, like, woke, and you're just like, what do you mean? What the fuck are you talking? What does this have to do with anything? Shut up!
Nick Merck's back in that, doing that shit this week, where he said, trans people aren't real. And he's like, let me lay it down for you. Penis equals male, vagina equals female. Don't come in here with that I'm trans shit. And I'm like, I'm just thinking, like, he's such a dumb fuck Oakland County, Michigan.
Well, they can turn a penis into a vagina, so.
He's a dumb fuck Oakland County, Michigan Republican, just repeating what his parents say. West Bloomfield dipshit. Mm-hmm. He's never had to navigate any sort of thought about gay stuff or trans stuff ever in his life. And now that he has... his immediate, like, reaction to it is to never think any sort of critically about it. Just be like, fucking weird. No, I don't fuck with that. Because he's a fucking 80 IQ COD dumb fuck.
Yeah, their only idea of trans people forever is, like, they're fucking weird and they're perverts and they try to get you fired. And, like, if they just had, like, a trans friend, like, have, like, a two-minute conversation with them, they would probably be fine with them forever. Like, a dumb guy like that.
Yeah, it's so fucking ignorant.
If you just left the house and stopped talking to, like, the same, like, seven guys who look exactly like him and speak exactly like him.
Yeah.
Just, like, meet one other person outside of your, like, county. Like,
you know,
please.
Trans people are on the computer and they're on games as much as you are.
They're playing with you all the time.
I'll never forget that he had his fucking, the MFAM barbecue, the fucking anti-vax TwitchCon, where you can fucking go there morons. Instead of TwitchCon. It was the same day as, like, the Saturday of TwitchCon that year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at that fucking football, like the high school football stadium, I think, outside of Tampa. And it was like 104 degrees with 89% humidity. And everyone there was just fucking literally dripping wet with sweat. Like, everyone's clothes were soaked. And then the only people standing this long, mile-long line to meet him, this fucking fat, overheated 8-year-old gamers and drunk cops that were all fucking sunburned to shit and, like, passing out.
That was, I love that because, yeah, they had the mile long line.
Nothing in between that.
There was nothing to do. Fuck.
That's another thing where people are still riding that high. They're chasing that high from 3 years ago when they could be, like, radical culture rebels. Because it was, like, a little bit ridiculous to require, like, a 22-year-old to have a vaccine to get into a concert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, those aren't the people we're worried about. Those people weren't in danger for COVID, I think we can say.
Yeah.
But that shit is, like, it's so many years ago that, like, they're still talking about anti-vax shit and still trying to ride that. Like, cares about that anymore.
I think there's, like, a bill in North Carolina that they're trying to make, like, wearing masks illegal.
you guys are such rebels. Like, who are you fighting?
The mask, fuck that. All the Devin type guy, well, Devin's real, but, you know, mask guys.
Oh, they
guys
approved
are
it.
Be,
yeah, fuck.
Mask guys are going to be fucking, yeah, because, dude, that's the stupidest thing.
We got to get more mask guys to just keep those people busy. Like get whatever. There's probably a surplus of those people in, like, Portland.
Mm-hmm.
the people who are like, we have to shut every bar down forever. If we could just get them and put them in North Carolina and have them fight each other.
Alex is right, though, about how they're chasing that high of like being a fucking like, yeah, I don't comply.
Yeah.
Because now, once last week when the first couple bird flu deaths in America happened, they were replying to like the fucking breaking news bot that posts the fucking headline. And they were like posting their graphics and shit like, we do not comply this time. And it's like, okay, well, this one is a very well-known disease and it's 52% death rate with humans.
Well, we have a fucking water main broken in Calgary right now. And if we don't conserve water, we're going to fucking run out of water.
You're going to go woke.
Yeah, they don't know like how long it's going to take to fix the water main. Mm-hmm. And that's the response is like, oh, they're trying to, this is more woke bullshit. It's like, no, we're out of water.
Meanwhile, I saw some trans kid who was just chugging the stuff. Just bottle after bottle of beautiful, sweet-tasting tap water. Just pissing everywhere. And you know they piss more. They piss more because of the hormones.
Mm. But I love those guys because all of those guys, it's like the same time like the guys in California when there's like a water shortage and they're all getting mad about it. And then like, watering all of their plants in their yards and like their avocado
trees. Yeah, I was laughing like, at last year how there was
like getting in trouble.
Yeah, because everybody else is probably using all their water. So like, why should I get, it's like the tragedy of the commons.
I was laughing last year when there's this one Osint guy that I love. He's helped with cool stuff. I forget his name, but he lives in California. But
yeah, Osint, that's what they should be using for the fucking water, man. Just get it in from the Osint.
He's the guy that helped find that lost hiker by looking at like live satellite shit. It was crazy. Found some lady that like fell down a cliff while hiking, like just from satellite, like from his house. I think he only goes by his like amateur radio license. I don't think he talks about his real name, but he was getting a bunch of people ticketed because he was finding who had the greenest lawns in the fucking problem areas and calling their fucking the local office to go out and ticket them. It's so funny.
Because those guys are just pieces, like, watering your lawn.
Yeah, if you're watering your lawn during it, like, who cares?
Just make your yard a desert. It looks cooler anyway. Who wants to look at a fucking green-ass lawn in L.A.? Everything else is brown.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, I'm more lawn positive than I think a lot of leftists are. Like, I think it's okay to have a lawn. It's okay to mow your lawn. And it's like, you shouldn't go to a huge amount of effort and spray pesticides everywhere. But it's like, it's okay to have a half-acre lawn.
I think you should have, like, natural grass that grow. Like, you shouldn't just be putting, like,
the natural
Kentucky
type of grass that grows without too much effort.
And it's cool, and it's nice to have a garden. It's nice to have all that stuff. But, like, you don't need to be watering your fucking lawn.
Yeah.
I don't water my lawn.
It shouldn't be, like, a full-time job keeping it growing.
And it's so much of it is fucking keeping up with the Joneses shit.
Yeah.
Competing with your neighbors.
The idea that's what we're supposed to do.
And people just hire somebody. Everybody hires some. They hire a firm to do their lawn. And so you're trying to keep up with that.
Yeah, what if you had the same guys and it just looks identical, you know?
Yeah, you clean up as those guys. All those Honduran guys.
Pay them to do worse.
They're banking on that.
Hey, go over to
fuck it up this time. Oh, man,
that's what you do. You slit them like a 20 and say, hey, can you just accidentally put the pesticide all over their lawn? Like the herbicide?
You dump this 50-pound bag of road salt over there on that lawn?
Yeah. Can you salt the earth so nothing ever grows again?
What you do is you got to train your dog to pee in their yard, like in one specific spot. So it just like kills the grass.
I just think
just
like
a little yellow spot.
People that turn their lawn into like the desert type shit, the brushy shit, it looks so much cooler.
Yeah, if you're in the desert, you got to do some cacti.
You guys know when like politicians will squeeze stupid shit onto bills to get it passed, like kind of silently, like they'll package shit together. I feel like that's what the leftists that talk about lawns and like golf courses too all the time. I feel like those people are, but especially the lawn people are doing that, but it's for, I hate doing yard work. Oh, I get so sweaty. My nose gets runny. I'm allergic. Like,
yeah, it's hard to get that out of your brain when you're thinking about like rich people and stuff, like your dad's friends or your uncle.
Yeah.
And is like your uncle who goes to the country club or something like that. And you're thinking about that. And then, people are like, why are you talking about lawns and golf courses? Like someone who grew up in the city and they like, they've never been to a golf course. They're like, why are you so mad about fucking grass, dude?
Yeah. There's such a sweet spot too, though, in my opinion, just remembering back to being a kid. If a lawn was too nice, no fucking way I want to do anything on it. Like if I put a divot in my grandpa's lawn, he would have like had to go stand up in his bedroom and like breathe for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A nice lawn is like, it looks semi nice. And then you can also play in it as a kid.
It's for having fun.
Yeah. That's all it is. You should just be having fun in the lawn.
Kicking a ball around.
Like it gets messed up. Yeah.
Nate grandma there on Sunday who was wanting to put pesticides down because he had like clovers in his yard.
Fuck, I hate him so much.
Yeah, he's so fucking annoying.
Clovers feel so good to walk on, man. People should grow those. Like those.
They're natural.
Yeah, it's one of the best plants. It's it's nitrogen fixing, mm-hmm. so it improves the fertility of the soil for other plants. And cows like to eat it. It's good food for cows.
Not him.
He would complain that it attracts bumblebees.
I've said it so many times. I just hate him. I hate his lawn. I hate how he spent.
I hate his lawn cock.
I like that, actually. I gotta admit, I do like that with all the piercings. But like, he started mulching his yard before I left for Japan, and then when I came back, he's still not done.
Yeah, he's bought like 100 bags of pure black dyed mulch and then put that over the fabric just to make sure not one plant can get through.
Well, he also puts down a new layer of weed paper every single year.
Just as like a nice landmine for the next person who buys that house.
That pisses me off because like someone is going to buy that house and like dig it up and be like, oh, okay, cool. Like we're just going to dig up this weed paper and then you like have to dig up the next one, then you keep fucking finding weed paper. Yeah,
you're like 20 feet down, you're still
depending
finding
on how old it is too. Digging up weed paper from a decent sized flower bed will easily add like 90 minutes onto your shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awful.
Use cardboard. You can use cardboard and newspaper.
You'll get so much of it dug up, and you're like, oh, I could just yank it out now. And you're like, never mind. There's still 800 pounds of mud on this shit. Yeah.
Like flatten out a cardboard box, put that over the weeds. That'll kill it enough, and then it'll the rain will make it. Ground up and it'll turn into the dirt.
Andrew and I
but like, you don't even have to do that. You just use the mulch. Like, goddamn. Like, and then if a weed does grow,
pull it.
Get down on your hands and knees and pull it. Fucking motherfucker.
Him and Jack both having the outdoor TV thing on the patio at the same time. It's very funny because they're both like,
that is so
they're both
weird.
Examples of this like hyper 2000s American consumer culture. Yeah, like Wall-E. It's like this weird vision where you're like, I want to have a big plasma TV on my patio and buy it with a credit card with high interest.
Like, honestly, like outside TV's kind of nice if you live in a nice area and like it's, you know, you can sit outside, you can have dinner and you're like, all right, sure, cool.
If you're like rich and it comes with the house, it's like in like a bar by the pool. Like, okay.
If you're rich enough to have like a winter house somewhere, have it there.
But like, the reason you go outside shouldn't be to watch TV. Like your whole day, that's the one
like,
time you
specifically
go outside.
Installing it. Like having to say, I need a TV outside and I need to go buy one and install it. It's going to be like a 2-day project because I need an outdoor TV. I can't even look at it on my phone. That's not enough.
I will say also though, even Nate's outdoor TV makes more sense because he consumes shows and movies all the time. And he has a hot tub there. Jack hung his above his fucking grills.
Well, yeah, it's just something to make Tammy do.
Yeah.
I can't wait till he has like 7 TVs above all 7 of his grills.
Yeah, he's like the perfect American consumer who just loves, like he is the picture of the hover round guy who just loves McDonald's and Coca-Cola and going to Walmart and just being really fat. And that's why I vote for George Bush, because I like Walmart and being fat. Like he's the one guy that's actually true of.
If I lived near Jack, I would buy a flipper, that tool you can buy that just hacks, like it opens garages and shit like randomly.
Oh, yeah.
But I would you could turn people's TVs on and off. I would turn his outdoor TV on and turn the volume all the way up every night.
Yeah. Put it on BET. He keeps calling the police and saying there are black guys breaking in.
What were you about to say, Aaron?
Oh, the moment's really passed for my joke, but I was going to ask Chet what his favorite weed paper was.
Yes. I would have to go with Ross. Ross.
What's like? What's the one with a little sailor man on it? Because I wanted to call them Jib Jabs, but I know that's obviously not it.
Yeah, I'm smoking on Jib Jabs.
That's what you roll up in it.
They're like classic rolling paper that people like get hoodies of when they're in high school. Yeah, zigzags, not Jib Jabs.
Yeah, zigzags.
Jib Jab is the classic song that you put your friend's face on.
Yeah,
I never use papers.
That's what Ziggy Marley is short for.
I remember trying to use papers in like high school and just not being able to roll it. And then someone bought like, oh, this is like a joint roller. It's going to be so easy. We're going to do it. And like, it was still very difficult to use. And like, well, why don't we just smoke out of a bowl?
Joint roller
must be like, so much easier now that you can just get a pen.
Yeah.
Like that eliminates the problem completely that I had when I was a teenager, where it's like my mom is incredibly sensitive to smells. Mm-hmm. It's probably a spectrum thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If I'm being totally honest, but like any fucking thing in the house, like she could instantly pick up on.
Same with my dad. And,
So I could not I couldn't even be in the room with it. Mm-hmm. But now you could just hit the pen all day and no one would ever know.
Unless you got the shit flavored one.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. Nice poop.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you smell like pink watermelon?
Would you guys, those of you that smoke weed often, would you take a pen that never ran out and it got you like decently high, like an 8 out of 10 every time you used it, but it tasted like fart spray, but it was free for eternity?
Nope.
Would you just get used to it?
Can you detect it on my breath?
It's basically like being a cigar smoker.
Yeah, I guess that is being a cigar smoker. It just tastes like
poop. I would have it there. Like, would I have this product? Like, I think I would have it in the room as a last option. Mm-hmm. I might not use prank. It.
A prank, yeah. A prank pen.
As a prank might be good. Like,
it's what you give teens that get caught smoking. You got to hit this whole thing.
If it just tastes bad and it doesn't like make your breath bad or anything, mm-hmm. if it's just a bad tasting hit, I don't think
now I'm remembering it, fucking drunk old man like at a wedding cigar breath when they come back and they're like, hey, I love you, buddy.
Cigar and whiskey breath.
It smells like they're
they're spitting on
smells
you.
Smells like they're sucking a salamander's dick. So nasty. Musty. I hate cigars. I always will.
Me too.
They're nasty. Sick.
I'm glad we all agree on that.
People just take that tobacco and they throw it out. They might as well just sell them empty.
I will say, I don't mind like the cheap ones people use for rollies and blunts and shit, because like, they smell good. Real the cigars Phillies, like, smell like ones. Fucking shit. Yeah, dude, yeah. When I turned 18, all my friends, like my older brother had already been smoking for probably 4 years at that point, even though he was only 19. Mm-hmm. But I turned 18 so I could purchase it. And we were going to a fair, and I knew my brother and my other friends were going to walk around smoking cigarettes. And I actually didn't smoke cigarettes for 6 more years until I was 24, which is funny. Because famously, I started smoking to get more breaks at work.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people do.
Even more ironic, I worked at a hospital.
yeah, it's a perverse incentive.
But I would buy the fucking watermelon Philly blunts and puff on that.
Ooh.
But it tasted good.
Just for the tobacco?
I don't know what it was for, man. I was fucking moron.
Just
for the taste?
Just
for something?
I probably took 4 puffs and then I'll just relight it and hold it to look cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just need to go to the gas station and spend $4 and have something that makes my mouth dry. That's what I need right now.
Like, I never bought a pack of cigarettes, but I would buy like Black and Milds and we would smoke those in my friend's car.
Oh, gross. So gross.
A couple years before I ever smoked cigarettes regularly, I was a Jarum Black clove smoker, which may be the worst, but I wasn't doing it for hipster reasons. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I just liked taking like 6 puffs off one right when I get out of work, driving home. And then I would toss it. And then, I just like the aftertaste and stuff.
Yeah, I always heard about people smoking cloves. Like, I think, like, women who are 54 now, they all had an ex-boyfriend who smoked cloves.
Yeah, especially if they're, like,
sort of just got into
the
culture.
They went to shows a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never knew those guys.
They smell good. Do you guys ever smoke Bally Highs?
No.
Bally Highs, they were in, like, that Sky Blue pack, and they were sold, like, next to the cloves. And they were, like, I don't even know what flavor, but they were, like, sort of citrusy.
My friend smoked Camel Crushes, like exclusively.
That's what I started smoking, and I realized
that's like what I would smoke. Mm.
That was the one that girls would want outside of bars and shit the most.
Yeah, because I only smoked if we were like drinking. My friends we'd be at a bar, like a party or something, and like they would like all leave to go smoke, and I was just like, well, fuck, like I don't want to be here by myself.
Crushes are fun too. You get to crush it at the end, and That just gets you totally ripped.
But I'm pretty sure, like, I smoked it wrong, and I never really inhaled the smoke probably. Ever.
Well, it's probably good for you.
Yeah, like, I know. That's like, it's fine.
I did the Bill Clinton thing, but with cigarettes.
Because I remember vividly one time someone being like, I don't think you fucking aren't inhaling that. And I was like, yeah, what are you talking about?
Do you know what
like, but I'm pretty sure that would be sick
to have, like, a pack-a-day habit for 70 years, and it turns out you were just blowing out the whole time.
Do you know what I... There's got to be some people like that.
This is what I was saying, is like a non-smoker, if I have kids, I won't be able to teach my kids how to smoke.
True.
Mm-hmm. You gotta start smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
I teach you.
They're like a distance runner. They're the greatest distance runner in the world, and they just have this horrible smoking habit. And nobody can figure it out for years. Like, you have the greatest lungs. Maybe smoking's not so bad after all, and they're just blowing out.
My older brother's habits were funny, and my cigarette habits were kind of like his once I started smoking. He was like something harsher in the morning, like a red or a 27. And then if it was like sunset on a Friday and it's time to go out and shit, he smoked Marlboro Smooths. It's so funny.
I used to smoke those.
Smooths were something though that every now and then those hit so nice. I remember one time I got really fucked up off grape Smirnoff ice while sledding. And then somebody handed me a lit Marlboro Smooth. It was maybe the coldest my mouth ever felt in a good way. Isn't it awesome?
There's something nice about that I feel like I missed out on. Like all these spices and all these exotic spices that have scent memories with people because of cigarettes.
Alex, if you made a TikTok and just started trying different cigarette brands, you would have 8 billion views in like a month.
I refuse to do it. I would blow out. But I think maybe there should be like incense that people light.
Ooh, I have an even better idea. You can even have a theme. You can be the small sartorialist and always be wearing a different little suit, a tailored suit, and like a top hat, and smoking like a, have one of those Victorian cigarette holders too, like Cruella.
Yeah, if I did the same bit and just followed it, he would be looking around and I would like, every time he looks around, I move to the other direction.
Just keep hiding behind his back.
He sees two shadows, but when he moves again, the shadow's just one. He's like, huh? Ding, 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 ding.
Everyone's like, oh man, I love that little guy with you. He's trying to turn around.
We're gaslighting him into thinking he's schizophrenic. Because everyone says there's a little guy and he can't see him. It would be really mean to do that to the big sartorialist.
To torture him with the small sartorialist.
I imagine that he's just gallivanting around a public park all day. Like, that's what he does.
He's actually cruising.
He's like an NPC who has a walk cycle around Central Park all day.
I had someone DM me, and they were like, my friend and I always used to see this guy, and then my friend fucked him. Super nice dude.
That's cool.
Wait, the big sartorialist is gay?
Yeah, I know, right?
He looks good in the clothes, and he looks even better out of them. What city is he from?
Boston,
right?
Yeah. Boston, yeah. Oh, wow.
He actually fits in where he hangs out. He's just an old town all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really gay city.
Yeah, he's walking around. Get out of here with your big boardwalk empire ass. That's what I would tell him.
It's the racist gay city.
If you saw the big sartorialist in person, would you approach him and be like, hey, I like your work?
I absolutely would. I'd be like, I've followed you on Instagram for 4 years, or on Twitter for 4 years. I love you, man.
I would be scared that I wasn't. I was just pointing out a different gay guy in a colored suit.
Yeah.
Are you the big sartorialist? Well, I'm not that big. Are you calling me fat? I am a sartorialist.
That just reminded me of a story that streamer E-Rob told earlier that I was fucking dying at. He had his own daughter at the pool last week, and there was a girl playing with his daughter for a long time, and her family was nearby. And he's like, you guys know I've been learning Chinese now for like 7 months, and I thought her family was Chinese because I thought I heard them speaking it, even though I couldn't understand anything. So I said hello to the daughter in Chinese, and her mom in just an American accent says, "Oh, we're Korean." So it's such an E-Rob moment. It's so funny.
If you were a Korean family, that would be a good bit, though.
Absolutely.
To just be speaking, to know a couple Chinese phrases and be overheard speaking Chinese to each other just to confuse people.
Oh, that'd be really good.
No, we're Korean.
I hope that family went home and told everybody that funny story.
Like it was a YouTube prank.
Yeah. That kind of happened to us a lot in Japan, especially in Osaka, because
all right, well,
after being there for a while, come on, After being there for a while, you get so used to just saying, like, arigato gozaimasu, like, just, like, thank you very much, basically. Polite way to say it to everything. And so we would, like, do something, or, like, the people who worked at the hotel in Osaka, and, like, would say, oh, arigato gozaimasu. And then they'd be like, oh, well, I'm Chinese. And it's like, well, I know, but, like.
Is that rude there? Is that considered rude?
No, but it was just like, why? I know you are. Like, but, like, this is what you do here.
A person here who doesn't speak English as their, who's like a tourist or something, if you say, like, thank you, like, that's not considered rude. Because you're just speaking the normal language.
And it's like, yeah, I know, this is what you do here. Like, I'm not trying to, like, I don't think you're Japanese. It's just. I'm saying thank you in the language here. Because, like, they had people, tourist workers, whatever. Like, you would just, if you, like, bumped into someone in semimasen, and they'd be like, I'm not Japanese.
You don't know the phrase?
I don't know. Like,
you don't know the phrase? Like, it's just, yeah, that's so weird to me to be like, yeah, don't say hello to me in the language where I'm visiting.
No, I'm going to react to it like Nick Merckx. No, they're trying to set you up with that shit. Why do they got Chinese guys there? Because they want you to say it. They don't want you. Like, they don't want you to be doing the right things.
I felt it'd be weirder to, like, say it in English.
But in their defense, I think Chinese people can go to Japan and do basically whatever they want. Well, they if they want to be rude and spit everywhere, you can't say anything to them.
Nope.
After what they did.
Oh well, actually, well, most people in
same
Japan
with Koreans.
Don't. I remember we were there 7 years ago. And we were talking to somebody, and they were like, oh, and you know, China, this is a native Japanese person, like, oh, China, they're probably just, you know, they're just always mad at us for no reason.
The masturbation of Nanking, they like, did it to themselves.
Hey, you know, I think there's a good reason why they might be mad.
I mean, that's what they call it in Japan.
I guess that's about as ignorant as, like, an American that's like,
yeah, oh, for sure.
I don't know why they hate us so much over there.
And yeah, that's the.
But with an American, you can say that about almost any country.
And that's why, I couldn't say anything. You can't do anything because it's just like, yeah, like, oh, that's, they got that from us, where you just, like, you just never say sorry, and you just brush every atrocity, like, under the rug, and it doesn't matter.
It's like a game of chicken where they're waiting for the British and the French and everyone else to be like, oh, we're sorry for killing all those millions of brown people creating our empire. Like, they're not going to do it, so Japan's not.
Yeah. Why would they, in their mind?
Yeah. Like, why should they be the first to do it? That's their thinking.
The problem is they pissed off China. Now China's really...
they're a really big country, and they're right there. So you kind of... I would apologize.
I would have apologized a while ago.
Like, it might piss off some old people, but I would just say, you know, sorry about the stuff from the 40s. Mm-hmm. Before all of us were born. Sorry.
Joe Biden and all of the other lib world leaders should get together and make a coalition.
They should make a song.
The We're Sorry Organization, WSO.
Yeah. And they should sing a song about being sorry about all the atrocities. And you have to forgive us. You have to forgive
us.
That's the thing.
And
if we did this.
If you do forgive us and say that you forgive us forever, we will give you a school or a hospital.
And they should have to get rid of the emperor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't have to kill him, but it should just become some guy.
Well, he is some guy, basically. It's the same
as,
like,
just
the
some
king.
Like, he doesn't even,
queen.
He barely even wears the thing anymore. He just wears a suit. He gives the lie to the whole thing.
The Japanese sartorialist.
He just wears a bright green suit and goes around.
No comment, because I think that the Queen of Bhutan could do whatever she wants.
Okay. There you go. Can I read a little excerpt of something for you guys?
Yeah.
This is a direct message I received at 11:12 a.m. From the bottom of my heart, I hope you burn in hell. You will get away with mocking depressed and suicidal people in life, but you will face justice and death. Threaten to rape me and my family all you want. It's only going to make the flames hotter. Every atom of your body that burns is going to make depressed and suicidal people feel good. Fuck you.
Now, Tom, what did you do to deserve this?
So, yeah, let's hear the context for that.
So, the context, and you guys were theorizing, oh, maybe it's like some of these Melanie Mac guys messaging me on an alt or whatever. No. So... Because I got that DM and I was like, whoa, what the fuck? What did I do? But then, I mean, not really. Like, I was like, okay, it's probably somebody I've been retweeting. Or
why fuck me?
Just mad at me. But then
Jamie Sweaty.
I clicked on their, yeah, could be. I clicked on their page and went to, like, their most recent tweets, and, like, they had just paragraphs in reply to me. And it was a video of me rolling around on the ground saying how I'm so smart.
Wearing and a everybody Thanos feels hat, bad for me. By the way.
Wearing my Thanos
hat. Yeah, it's in response to like one of those hacky things that people say where like, how could you have kids in this yeah. world where there's a disease going around and there's poverty? And it's like, oh, like so don't do it.
Yeah, don't you do don't have to.
What do you want? Like, what, you want acknowledgement that you're not going to do it? It's like, but it's so also don't like, do it.
The world's never been good. Like, it yeah, always
people had kids
sucked.
During the plague. It's like,
people have been saying that shit forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's your choice. It's up to you. Like, fine.
It was in response to me just kind of teasing that lady.
Yeah, saying like, you know, why do you have to announce it? What are you actually looking for? Because it's not like the way that that Mock-Tack wishes it was, where like mm-hmm. a guy comes to your house and says, here's your wife and kid.
Yeah.
You're 30 years old. Here is your wife and kid, and you can't get out of it. Like, you really have to go out of your way to have a kid. It's yeah. so much fucking work, especially in America.
Sex.
Yeah. Like, if you, like, the default is not doing it. So just, you know, no mm-hmm. one's making you do it. So, like, what do you actually want?
What they want is someone to say, no, please have kids. We need you to reproduce. Your seed is so good, or your
yeah,
eggs.
Yeah, exactly. You are so smart.
You're a guy, a person on the internet with depression. Well, let's make you
you're
the main
one of the
character.
Best people ever. You need to have kids. All these bad people are having kids, and you need to have these kids that are going to change the world for good.
When I saw that DM, I was like, man, that is one of the that I just know that person sitting there fucking shake. Their hands are shaking.
Yeah,
yeah. It's so funny because it's like the thing they think they're defending is like nothing matters, everything, it's all pointless, who even gives a fuck about yeah. life and death, it doesn't even matter. But then the second you say like, well, why do you have to say anything? Like, if nothing matters, why do you have to yeah. open your fucking mouth at all? And then
what
they're
do you
like
expect?
no, my fucking feelings are so important, no, I'm gonna fucking kill myself if you don't fucking be nice to me right now.
I will defend this person and say that without any context of knowing Tom, they probably saw that video in the Marvel hat. And just imagine, it's like Peter from Peter and Kitch from Ordinary Adventures doing the Caleb thing. You're gonna cry? Does it upset you? Like some Disney adult.
Them I would
like,
respect Wah. More. Peter and Kitra saying, like, we don't want kids because it would get in the way of our Disney vacation. Mm-hmm. Like, that I would respect more yeah. than, like,
that's so
a
awesome.
Guy just sitting on a pile of dirty clothes being mm-hmm. like, yeah, I'm not going to have kids with my wife that I don't have and my like, money that I don't
well,
have.
It was great because
like,
when you guys...
Shut the fuck up.
Maybe it was, like, Melanie Mac guys. I was like, no, because I went through their old tweets and they were just tweeting about Hasbin Hotel and how excited they were to watch it, which is,
yeah,
like,
fucking
an animated
adult cartoon.
Show.
It's about, no, like, who's a, making
a hotel in hell.
Show's awesome.
And I just imagine like B Short or all those other guys like getting so upset because there's a TV show about a hotel in hell.
Oh my god.
So we
god.
Can't watch that. No.
See, I had no fucking idea what that was. I thought it was like the game where Chet got a girlfriend and she stole his furniture.
It was Habbo Hotel.
Habbo Hotel, Habbo yeah. Hotel. One of the different hotels.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Hotel Transylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I heard of that through Chaos Infinity. Now that I remember it, Hasbin yeah. Hotel.
It just pops in online and like if you just look. Eventually, when you just like overturn stones, you uncover like these things, like these shows
fandoms.
And everything. And that's yeah, the, all the fan fandoms. Exactly. You see yeah. all the fandom
adult
and like,
iPad
that's
kids, and
yeah.
they have peanut butter on their fingers.
But I mean, I love getting. Just the most deranged DMs where this yeah. guy thinks like he's ruined my whole day and like I'm gonna be at home locked yeah. up and like
threaten
calling
to rape my family all you want.
Oh, boss, what the
it's
fuck,
like, no, I don't.
What did I do?
No,
I
why would I do? Rape no, that's the whole thing. It's like you don't matter. You don't matter that much. Like you're just not that important as a person. Just being like I'm depressed and I feel bad. Like you're not worth like going after your family. I'm just gonna ignore you because I don't want to. Like at the end of the day, that's what you are. You're just one of a million people being like, yeah, I'm a white male and I have depression. It fuck it. Like, shut up.
That's I like
close window.
I just,
mute.
I didn't like, I was reading that and I was like, okay, yeah, normal stuff. You're going to burn in hell. Like, I hate you, blah, blah, blah. And then it was like, threaten to rape me and my family all you want. It's like, well, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to. This
is a good segue though. If you're a white male that has depression, make sure to head over to betterhelp.com. Promo code WFYM when signing up. Cause We know it's hard out there, and like they're expensive, and it's hard to make time. And
so, please talk to a guy wearing a Thanos hat.
Worsthelp.com. If you're a white male out there with depression,
Okay Help. We're actually sponsored by OkayHelp.com. It's not great. It's nice.
We're sponsored by the dark web.
One thing that's funny about the internet is how people, first of all, it's nothing new, especially online, but people letting mental illness become their identity, but especially I have depression. Like, who doesn't? Especially now. Like, who doesn't have some? Yeah. But then, if you're the one guy that's like, I don't have depression, people are like, kill yourself.
Yeah, the way kids are now. Like, I think we've all probably experienced that, like, being a, like, having depression and being, like, in a forum or something, or, like, a support group or something like that. And once it becomes about everyone just, like, venting their suicidal ideation, no one wants to be there anymore.
That's why I can't be in any support groups for pain.
Like, if we had to make the conversation about that guy who messaged Tom feeling suicidally depressed, like, no one would log on to that website ever again if that's what we were talking. Like, I'm sorry. I would not open that app ever again if it was having to talk to that guy.
When I first saw that, or, like, also I thought maybe when you got that DM that, maybe it was one of those people that listen and think that podcast hosts are sending secret messages, but we haven't sent any secret messages in like 2 or 3 weeks now, and the next cycle doesn't begin for 4 months.
Well, this is someone on vacation.
Yeah. Well, I guess now that I'm back, maybe he was like, oh, he's back. All right. I thought that too. Like, I thought it was like, obviously I'm sending like rays into his house that make his like penis itch.
You sent Ray into his house?
Yeah, that's right. But
the Asian
like,
guy?
No, again.
Kai's friend?
Kai's Taiwanese friend.
Like, this was just a normal seemingly guy who just was like tweeting about stuff and then all of a sudden just lost his mind at me and talked about how I was going to burn in hell. And then his account got suspended and I didn't even report him or do anything.
Let's get him fired from being his mom's good helper.
But yeah, I mean, you're just, when those people send me death threats, it's just like, oh, you've just made my day. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love it.
I wish I could just like put a tab of LSD under their tongue.
I wish I could give them a bottle of water.
Like, yeah, give them some water, give them like LSD or MDMA or something like that. And we'll just talk it through. Mm-hmm. We'll see who you're mad at. We'll get rid of the Bible. We'll figure it out. Are you mad at your parents?
Like,
are
you mad at a bowl of carrots and celery and like a big cup of water. Like, let's reset our body here for a second, brother.
What does God represent to you?
What are you so upset about?
What does the figure of God represent to you? Is it your father? Is it your mother? We'll get to the bottom of it. This looming shadow in the cave.
I guess it is a good point that Michael brought up that, like, just seeing me in the wild with a Thanos hat probably just makes so many people so mad.
seeing you just like getting a your rage meter going to the top, like the thermometer just bursting.
I will say, I did put it on to do that just because I thought people would get more
they think you're like a Funko Pop guy or something. But the thing is, like, if you were an unironic Thanos hat guy, like, those people don't even know about the concept of depression.
Yeah.
Like, if you said, like, people don't want to have kids because they're depressed, you would be like, those people are like, wait, why would you?
Huh? But there are new
Marvel movies coming out.
There's new Marvel hats you can buy.
There's even more stuff at the store than there was last year. So why would you?
There's more stuff to buy.
Tom had that hat on where he was taking his daughter for a spin in the stroller around the block, and he's wearing that. He was wearing one of the t-shirts with the built-in earbuds, and then he was wearing those black and purple Osiris shoes with the tongue pulled out with no laces.
You know what hat I really want?
I'm basically the Thanos of my AirPods, because I always lose one.
I want the Bluetooth speaker hat that has like two speakers under the brim, and you can play music from your hat.
That's so awesome. Like,
out loud, directly into your face. That's my dream hat.
I would like 20 things on my phone connected to Bluetooth.
Absolutely. Makes it run fast.
That thin cotton hoodie that had the built-in earbuds is so fucking funny still.
I want the backpack. The backpack that you can like pull the hoodie, like the headphones through, and then like when you rip it off, it just rips out of your ears.
You just reminded me of one of the most annoying kids ever that had one of those.
Yeah. Like how often do you need to have your headphones out?
It's not even convenient. Like Tom said, you're fucking You set your bag down, start walking away for a second, forget it, goes, yep.
As a kid, you always had to take your headphones out.
Yeah. Yeah. I was never allowed to have them in.
Yeah, except when I got old enough where I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I had a backpack.
Fuck authority.
The same backpack for like 10 years. My mom was like, no, it's fine.
Yeah, once you get a good one, like a real heavy duty one, not like a Walmart $20 one.
Like a nice Jansport.
Like a
one.
Hiking backpack. Those will last like 20 years.
I always laugh remembering my short stints in public schools between houses when I would have friends that were no backpack, no coat kids, but not because they didn't have it. They were just fucking like bad kids.
Fuck you, mom.
Dropping their homework just in the bushes on the way home.
They come home, they put it in a shredder.
Throw it out. Or that's the classic one, throwing it out in the barrel on the side of their garage.
Throwing it out of the window in the bus. Just seeing it. I remember classic. Doing that, not with like the homework that I was supposed to do, but just like old papers and shit. Being like 9 and like with the other bad kids on the back of the bus, just being like, yo, what if I put some shit out the window? Wouldn't that be crazy? And it's like something that has my name on it. Like if someone actually found it. Like
10 years ago, there were kids that were in the back of a bus and it was the kind of like the sliding top part of the window. And they shot at my car with an airsoft gun.
Damn.
Jesus Christ.
And it was like, it was my old piece of shit Subaru and nothing happened to it. It just went, but I knew
they ran him off the road.
I saw it. I didn't even tell the school or anything. I'm like, those kids are dumb as fuck, but you know what?
Yeah. Those kids are like, there's no way if they're stupid enough to bring a fucking airsoft gun onto the school bus and like bring that to like, they're probably suspended the next week for something else.
That's literally how I felt. I didn't want to fucking deal with it. I didn't want to like look up what school it was and call it. I was just like, dumbasses.
It's going to happen.
They're probably in jail right now. I also had a
fucking, that was the car where I'd roll around with fucking one headlight out for the entire summer while having a half-smoked weed bowl in my console, like just visible.
You were like Jacob Dylan, dude.
Yeah. I was just riding around.
You were a total wallflower.
Yeah. Perks of being a wall. That's what I said MocTac books are going to be called.
I did that in my car that I actually had here that died, but in Akron, I would just ride around with one headlight out, and I worked in Fairlawn, and I would just quickly cross over the border because the Fairlawn cops had nothing better to do, and they would keep pulling me over, and I'd be like, I'm changing, I can't get it open, because like you actually had to go through inside the car on like this Ford, like you couldn't just pop out, like so it was such a pain in the ass, but I was like, I'm not taking it to a shop just to change a light, I don't give a fuck.
Mine was like that too, where you kind of had to take it out, and it was a pain in the ass, but I got pulled over one time. But I was a fucking super genius, and I had the bulb in my car, so I can always say, just bought it. Yeah, just bought it.
I had the bulb in my car because
I'm on the way
it.
From AutoZone.
What are they going to say?
I bought it thinking I could change it, and then I couldn't, and I was like, well, I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, or it's a two-pack, so you always have one.
I did finally fix it, and then a week later, it was my birthday, and I was leaving work at like midnight, speeding to the bar to go hang out with coworkers. And got pulled over for speeding, even though I had two headlights now, and I was pissed.
Damn, that's fucked up.
And it was on my birthday, but the cop was basically just like, yeah, man, just go to court, and I won't. Is that cool? I'm like, yep. Thanks, officer. And
thanks, he didn't show up.
And I've been pulled over by that same guy twice. This is in my mom's town, and he hasn't come to court either time, and you always know if he's going to be there or not, because he's 6'10".
He probably just can't fit through the door.
No, maybe.
That's true.
He can't fit in because the hitbox is too big?
He probably actually couldn't fit inside that courtroom because you got to walk down these stairs to go to the basement for the circuit court there.
You can win every case against that cop forever.
Yep. I'm doing donuts in front of his car, shooting at him.
Get arrested for murder and he can't go?
Yeah, you murder his partner in front of him, but he can't even attend, so the fucking case is thrown out.
He can't fit.
Yeah, he's waiting outside of the courtroom just weeping.
Him standing next to the second story window. Not guilty. He's next to the second story window, just looking in like a giraffe.
Yeah, I love this. This is our Law and Order episode of writing.
Oh wow, I really like
the cop who was too tall.
Tall cop.
Officer such
cool
and such.
New character.
The too tall cop of Pennsylvania.
Everyone loves TTC.
TTC.
The too tall cop.
And I heard he's leftist. He's actually leftist.
Guys, you should have played ball. You're tall as hell. Working old tweets into the dialogue. People love that.
He's big for no reason.
That's right.
Love it.
Well, all right. Well, go to the live show.
Yep.
June 16th.
You're probably already there.
Yeah, probably.
You're probably listening to this while we're doing the live show.
So, take out your fucking headphones, piece of shit.
Yeah, take out your fucking headphones.
You're fucking talking.
I know they're looped through your stupid fucking backpack that you wore into the venue. You stupid motherfucker.
If you are listening,
kids are chewing on your fucking hoodie strings.
If you're listening to this podcast right now, bring me a beer. If that works. All right, see ya.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.